Shas Illuminated presents the following shir by Rabbi Eliezer Sherwinter. Meseches Nedarim has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yehuda Koenig, in loving memory of Malka and Aaron Zvi Krausman.
We are now Be'ezras Hashem up to the Gemara Nav Ches. Before we start the Gemara Nav Ches, I would like to go back to the Gemara before Nav Zayin Amar Beis. The Gemara brings down the following memory of Rav. Amar Rav, Hashemeya Askaras Hashem Mipi Chaveiro, someone who hears his friend say the name of Hashem, Tzaruch Nadeisei. He has to be menadeh him. V'mloi nideu, if he was not menadeh him, hu atzma yehi v'nidui. He himself deserves to be put in nidui. The Gemara then goes on to bring the following maisa. Omer Rababa, Rababa says, Havakayimna, I was standing kamei Rav Huna in front of Rav Huna. Shoma, Rav Huna heard lahach itisa. To a certain isha, the afka as koras Hashem of Atola, that was masker shem Hashem of Atola, shamta, he put her in shamta, v'sharlo la'alter ba'apa, and then he was matir the shamta right away, in front of that isha. The Gemara says shma mina tlas. From this ma'isa we see the following three aloches. Shma mina, from here one sees that Hashem as koras Hashem ipi chaveri tzoruch nadeisei. Ushma minon ideu befonov, ein matirin way ella befonov. In order to be matir a nidui, one has to be matir the nidui in front of the person who was a menuda. And the third shma minon is that ein be nidui lafar of way klum. One can be matir a nidui right away. One does not have to wait in order to be matir the nidui that was chal. The Rishonim ask the following kasha: how can our Gemara say that one can be matir the nidui right away? We find in the Gemara in Maikatan and after Zayin and Aleph that the Gemara says that as far as Afkerusa is concerned, if someone was chutz bedik to a Talmud Chacham, then we have to wait at the Chaywa Leishamta Tvasin Yoimin. We have to wait 30 days before we are matir the nidui. And we cannot be matir the nidui right away. To answer this kasha, we find a Machoikes HaRishayinim. The Rambam and the Rif both say that from our Gemara one sees that there is a machloekes hasugyas. Our Gemara argues on that we find in the Gemara in Maikatan Daf Tesayin. Our Gemara understands that as far as nidui is concerned, one can matter the nidui right away, and we do not have to wait 30 days in order to matter the nidui. And therefore, the Rambam and the Rif both say that based on our Gemara, the halacha is that one can matter a nidui right away. The Ran, on the other hand, brings down Meshem the Balei Tesis, that the Balei Tesis answer the Kasha from the Gemara and Maikatan differently. The Balei Tesis answer that the Nidui of our Gemara, that there is a halacha, that a maskir Shem Hashem levatola tzoruch nadeisai, the purpose of the Nidui is Einoi elo la'ayim olav shoyaskir oid Shem Shemayim levatola. The purpose of the nidui is to ensure that he is not maskir shem shemayim vato another time. The purpose of the nidui is to scare him, to make sure that he is no longer maskir shem shemayim vato. L'chira from the Balei Tesis one sees that there are two different types of nidui. There is a nidui that the purpose of the nidui is coming for a punishment. For example, in the Gemara in Maikatan, that he was chutz bedik to a shliach of Beis Din. Because of his chutzpah, he deserves to be punished with a punishment of nidui. And where nidui is coming as a punishment, we cannot be matir the nidui right away, but rather we say that in order for the nidui to be considered a punishment, he has to be menuda for at least 30 days. On the other hand, the nidui of our Gemara is not coming as a punishment. The nidui in our Gemara is only coming to scare him, to ensure that he will not be maskir shem shemayim v'atol another time. And since a nidui in our Gemara is not coming as a punishment, for that reason we say that in our Gemara, one can matter the nidui right away. And we do not have to wait 30 days in order for us to be able to matter the nidui. Since the nidui accomplished its purpose, even without him being menuda for 30 days. That is how the Balei Tesis answer the kasha from the Gemara in Ma'id Katan. That the Rif and the Rambam argue on the Balei Tesis, and understands that from our Gemara one sees that there is a machlokes hasugyas. And our Gemara argues on that we find in the Gemara in Maikatan, that we have to wait 30 days before we are matir a nidui, is either because the Rambam and the Rif understand that the nidui of our Gemara is also coming as a punishment, and the nidui of our Gemara is coming as a punishment for that he was maskir shem shemayim uvatala, And for that reason, the Rif and the Rambam understand that if in order for the Nidui to be considered a punishment, one has to be menudah for 30 days before we are matir his Nidui, so to an argamara, there should be halacha that he should have to be menudah for 30 days before we are matir his Nidui. And from that, that argamara says that we can be matir the Nidui right away, from argamara one sees that even if he is not menudah for 30 days, it is still considered a punishment. That we said, that one can explain the sheets of the Rambam and the Rif by saying that the Rambam and the Rif understand that we learned in our Gemara, that Hashemeh Azkaras Hashem Yipi Chaveirei Tzorech Unadaisai, the Nidoi of our Gemara is coming as a punishment, and not coming only to ensure that he will not be Masker Shem Shemaim Vatola again, so too is Mefurish in the Rambam and Perikei Beis Milchashfuas Halacha Yod. The Rambam says this Halacha, that Hashemeh Shem Shemaim Mipi Chaveirei Tzorech Unadaisai is only if he was Masker Shem Shemaim Vatola B'mezid. Only then is there a lach of Tzorech Unadaisai. But if he was Masker Shem Shemayim B'Sheigig, then there is no Chiyuv Unadaisai. As the Rambam explains, that not only is no Chiyuv Unadaisai, but it is also Unadaisai. Since Le'onash HaKosov Sheigig, a Sheigig does not deserve an Einish. But what do we do? El-Mazhirayu Masra B'Shoyachsar. In other words, the Rambam understands that if someone was Masker Shem Shemayim B'Sheigig, we are mechuyev to tell him that he is not allowed to masker shem shamayim in order to ensure that he is not masker shem shamayim vato another time. That there is halach of tzorech nadaisa is only if he was masker shem shamayim b'mezid. Because only if he was masker shem shamayim b'mezid does he deserve a punishment of nidui. So again, from the Rambam one sees that the nidui of our Gemara is coming as a punishment for that he was masker shem shamayim vato. That is one way how one can explain the machlokes between the Rambam, Rif, and the Baal HaTosfos, if one sees in our Gemara not like the Gemara in Moed Katan. Another way to explain the Rif and the Rambam's Raya from our Gemara not like the Gemara in Moed Katan is to say that even if we are to understand that the Nidoi of our Gemara is not coming as a punishment, but rather the Nidoi of our Gemara is only coming La'ayim Olav, to scare him that he should not be masker shem shamayim uvato another time, still the Rif and the Rambam bring a raya from our Gemara not like the Gemara in Mayikatan. The Rif and the Rambam understand that the Gemara in Mayikatan says that one cannot be matur and nidui before 30 days is not because only if he is menuda for 30 days is the nidui considered a punishment, but rather the Rif and the Rambam understand that a nidui less than 30 days is not considered a nidui. And for that reason, the Rif and the Rambam understand that even if a nidui is not coming as a punishment, but still, if we are matter the nidui before 30 days, then where was the nidui? In order for the nidui to be considered a nidui, he has to be menuda for at least 30 days. And for that reason, the Rif and the Rambam say that from our Gemara one sees that even less than 30 days is considered a nidui. And our Gemara is chilek on that we find in the Gemara in Ma'ikatan and Daf Tezayin. That we explained, that one can understand the Gemara in Ma'ikatan that one cannot be matur a nidui before 30 days, is based on that a nidui less than 30 days is not considered a nidui, which one can explain is the shita of the Rif and the Rambam. On the other hand, the Baal HaTosfos understands that the Gemara Ma'ikatan says that one needs a nidui of 30 days is not because a nidui less than 30 days is not considered a nidui. But rather we say that even though a nidui less than 30 days is considered a nidui, but in order for the nidui to be considered a punishment, he has to be menuda for at least 30 days. These two ways, as far as how to explain the Gemara Ma'ikatan Daf Tezayin, is a chayah seeming machlekes between the two shitas that are brought down in Shulchan Aruch Yerideh in Shin Lamedalat Sif Yud Gimel. The first shita that the Mechaber brings down is that we say that in order to matur nidui he has to be menuda for at least 30 days is only if he was not chayzer in 30 days, if he did not do tshuva before the 30-day period was over. But if he did tshuva before the 30-day period was over, then we can matzer the nidui even in 30 days. The Mechaber then goes on to say, V'yesh misha chayok baza, which the Rama says is a shita of the Beis Yosef b'shem HaRambam. that the Beis Yosef explains according to the Rambam that even if he did tshuva toich shoish hamayim, still we are not matir his nidoy till after 30 days. L'chayr, the basis of the machlokes between the two shitas, if one did tshuva toich shoish hamayim, if we can matir the nidoy in 30 days, is l'chayr dependent upon the previous two tzadim. If we are to understand that I think more in my cotton says that in order to matter a nidoy he has to be menuder for at least 30 days, is because only then is the nidoy considered a punishment, but that is only if he did not do tshuva before 30 days. If he did tshuva even in the 30-day period, we can go and be matter the nidoy, since once he did tshuva, he no longer deserves a punishment. But that is only if we are to understand the halacha of shoish hamayim, because only then is it considered as if he received a punishment of nidoy. On the other hand, if we are to understand the halacha of shoish hamayim, based on that a nidoy for less than 30 days is not considered a nidoy, for that reason, the Yesh Misha Chilek understands that one cannot possibly be matter a nidoy teich shoish hamayim even if he did tshuva. Because if we would go and be matter the nidoy teich shoish hamayim, it would come out that he was not a menuda. A nidoy teich shoishim is not considered a nidoy. That is a clear the basis of the machlokes between the two shitas that the Mechaber brings down in Yeridaya. Now let's go back to the Gemara. Again, the Gemara brings down the following halacha that Hashemaya Eskores Hashem Ipi Chaveiroi Tzorech Unadaisai. The Ran asks the following kasha b'shem the Baalei HaTosfos. The Ran asks, what was the chiddush of Rava that Hashemaya Eskores Hashem Ipi Chaveiroi Tzorech Unadaisai? The Yerushalmi says that the halacha of Tzorech Unadaisai applies to anyone who's not being Noye Keshura. If someone is not acting properly, there is a halacha of Tzorech Unadaisai. So what was the special chiddush of that Tzorech Unadaisai, since he was Masker Shem Hashem? Anyone that is Masker Shem Hashem of Atala is not being Noye Keshura. The Ran goes on to say that the chiddush of Rava is not that Tzorech Unadaisai, but rather the chiddush of Rava is a second part. That if he was not menadeh someone who is masker Shem Hashem, he himself deserves nidoy. That is only halacha as far as Haskaras Hashem is concerned. As far as someone who is not being Nei Keshura, even though there is halacha of Tzorech Nadeisai, but if one was not menadeh someone who is not being Nei Keshura, he himself does not deserve nidoy. Only by Haskaras Hashem is there such halacha. The Baalei HaTosfos go on to say that the reason why we say that by Haskaras Hashem there is halacha that if someone was not menada the one who is masker Shem Hashem, he himself deserves nidoy, is because the oinesh of Haskaras Shem Hashem is so chomer. From the Baalei HaTosfos one sees that the Baalei HaTosfos understand that we say that the one who heard Shem Hashem was not menada the one who is masker Shem Hashem, he himself deserves nidoy, is because since the oinesh of Haskaras Shem Hashem is so chomer, and therefore, in order to ensure that he will not be masker Shem Hashem again, we said Tzorech Unadaisai. For that reason, we say that he himself deserves to be put in nidoy, since he was not menada, someone who could potentially come to an einesh gadol. As our Gemara says, that kol makom sheshem shamayim metzuya, that is where Anias is metzuya. And therefore, if he will be masker Shem Shamayim of Atola a number of times, he will be punished with a punishment of Anios, which is equal to Misa. That is how the Ran explains our Gemara B'Shem the Baalei HaTosfos. In the Rambam, we find the following Chiddush. The Rambam, in Hochas Talmud Torah, Perek Vav Halach Yedaled, brings down the Halach of Hashemeyas Karas Hashem Ipi Chaveirai Tzorech Unadaisai. The Rambam in Hochas Shvuas, Perek Yubes Halach Ates, again, brings down the halach of Hashemeyas Karas Hashem Ipi Chaveirai Tzorech Unadaisai. In Hochas Shvuas, the Rambam goes on to say that not only is the Shemeyas Karas Hashem Ipi Chaveirai Tzorech Unadaisai, but there is another halach as well, V'mloi Nideyuhu Atzma Yehei B'Nidoy. The obvious kasha is twofold. First of all, the Rambam Mokhir already said the halach of Hashemeyas Karas Hashem Ipi Chaveirai Tzorech Unadaisai in Hochas Talmud Torah. Why did the Rambam find it necessary to repeat the halacha of Hashemeyas Karas Hashem Ipi Chaveirai in Hochas Shvuas? And also one can ask, as we find the Lacha Mishnah asks, is that why didn't the Rambam say that Alacha v'mloini deyuhu atzmei heben nidrein hochas tamatera? Why the Rambam only bring down the Alacha of v'mloini deyuhu atzmei heben nidrei only in hochas shvuas? So to explain the Rambam, l'chir one can say, as we find by Reb Leib in Chilak Aleph Siman Chav Beis, the Reb Leib says the following chiddush. There are two reasons why we say that Hashem me'as koras Hashem mipi chaveirei tzaruch na'adeisei. First of all, there is one halacha of tzaruch na'adeisei. Since the one who is masker Hashem Hashem v'atol deserves a punishment of nidui, and for that reason there is halacha of tzaruch na'adeisei, and then there is another halacha of tzaruch na'adeisei as well. To express and register a mechah for that he was masker Hashem Hashem v'atol, there is a chiyuv on the one who Hashem me'as that is Koras Hashem of Atola to be Menada, the one who is Masker Shem Hashem of Atola. In other words, there is a Chiyuv to Menada, the one who is Masker Shem Hashem of Atola, because he deserves an Einish, because the one who is Masker Shem Hashem of Atola deserves an Einish, and then there is an other Alach of Tzoruch and Adesai, because of the one who heard the Shem Hashem of Atola. In order that he should not be Shemeya the Shem Hashem of Atola and not do anything, he is mechuyev to register a mecha by making a nidui. The first halacha, that there is halacha of tzoruch na'adeisei, since the one who is masker Shem Hashem of Atola deserves an einish of nidui, that is the halacha that the Rambam brings down in Hilchos Talmud Torah, together with all the other people that are chayev benidui. On the other hand, the Rambam in Hilchos Shavuos is saying a special halacha of nidui, which is based on the chaymer of askaras Shem Hashem of Atala. And it is because of the chaymer of askaras Shem Hashem of Atala that we say that Hashem Meya, the one that heard askaras Shem Hashem of Atala, if he was not menada, he himself deserves nidui. Based on this, we have a tremendous machlokes harishanim as far as how to understand the halacha that if someone was shama Shem Hashem V'loi nida, he himself deserves nidui. Is the pshat, as the Ran explains with Shem the Balei HaTesis, that the reason why the one who was Shemeya deserves nidui is because he did not fulfill his din to menada, the one who was masker Shem Hashem of Atola. And because he did not fulfill his din to menada, the one who was masker Shem Hashem of Atola, that is why he deserves nidui. Or is the pshat, as the Rambam understands, that the reason why he deserves nidui is because he was shama Shem Hashem v'shosak. He heard the Shem Hashem of Atola and he did not register a mecha. He heard the name of Hashem of Atola and he was quiet. And because he was shama Shem Hashem of Atola v'shosak, that is why he deserves nidui. Reb Leib goes on to say that there is a tremendous nafkamina in the chiyuv v'nadeisei of Hilchos Talmud Torah and the Chiyuv v'nadeisei of Hilchos Shavuos. The Chiyuv v'nadeisei of Hilchos Talmud Torah is halacha as far as anyone that knows that someone was masker Shem Hashem of Atala. Anyone that knows that someone was masker Shem Hashem of Atala, they have a din to menada the one who was masker Shem Hashem of Atala. And even if they did not hear him being masker Shem Hashem of Atala, as long as they know that he was masker Shem Hashem of Atala, they have a din to menade such a person. But that is only as far as the Hilchos Nidui of Hilchos Talmud Torah. On the other hand, as far as the Hilchos Nidui of Hilchos Shavuos, that Hilchos Nidui, that Tzoruch Na'adeisei, is only a halacha as far as the one who heard the Shem Hashem of Atala. Since his din to menade is because he was the one who heard the Shem Hashem of Atala. And in order to register his mecha for hearing Shem Hashem, and not to hear Shem Hashem and just be Shesek, for that reason there is Halacha of Tzoruch Na'adeisei. Reb Leib goes on to say that there is another tremendous nafkamina. As far as the Hilchos Nidui of Hilchos Talmud Torah, there is no Chiyuv to menada someone who is masker Shem Hashem. And there is no such din that based in our Mechuyavim to menada someone who is masker Shem Hashem. It is only a din that the one who is masker Shem Hashem is mechuyev benidoi. And since he is mechuyev benidoi, anyone can go and be menada him. But there is no chiyev to menada him. And so to Reb Leib is medayik in the Rambam in Perek Zayin Mehochas Talmud Torah Halacha Aleph, that the Rambam says, V'chein kol Talmud Chacham sheneschayev nidoi. Any Talmud Chacham that became mechuyev benidoi, aser lebeistin likpaitz v'nadayisei b'mehira, el aboruchim idaver zev nishmata mimenu, Beis Din should try as much as they can to stay away from being menada Talmud Chacham, if we are to understand that there is a chiyav on Beis Din to menada someone who is mechuy ben nidoy, how can we possibly say that a Talmud Chacham is different? And as far as a Talmud Chacham is concerned, Beis Din should try to stay as far away from being menada Talmud Chacham. So from there, Rabbi proves that there is no chiyav to menada someone who is mechuy ben nidoy. It is just halacha that we could be menada such a person, since he deserves nidui. But that is only as far as the hilchas nidui of hilchas Talmud Torah. As far as the hilchas nidui of hilchas Shavuos, that the Rambam says that one who hears Shem Hashem ipi chaveiro tzorech unadaisai, over there is a chiyuv unadaisai. And one will be menada even a Talmud Chacham. And we will not say that as far as a Talmud Chacham is concerned, one should try to stay as far away as one can from being menada a Talmud Chacham. Since one is mechuyev to menada, even a Talmud Chacham will be included in the chiyuv unadais. Based on this, one can answer the kasha that the Ran brings down b'shem the Baal HaTesis as follows. Again, the Ran brings down b'shem the Baal HaTesis, that the Baal HaTesis asks, what was Rav's chiddush that Hashemeya as koras Hashem ipi chaveir tzoruch unadaisai? L'chira, the halacha of tzoruch unadaisai applies to anyone who is not being noyeh kishura, who is not acting properly. Based on a way, one can say that halacha of nidoy, as far as someone who is not being noy keshura, is not a chiyav to menada someone who is not being noy keshura. There is no chiyav on Beis Din to be menada someone who is not being noy keshura. It is only halacha as far as the person himself who is not being noy keshura. Such a person deserves nidoy. But we are not mechuyav to menada such a person. On the other hand, Hashemeya as Koras Hashem ipi chaveiro tzorech unadaisai. There is a chiyuv on the one who Hashemeya as Koras Hashem ipi chaveiro timenada, the one who is masker Shem Hashem uvatala. And that was the chiddush of Rava. The chiddush of Rava was that tzorech unadaisai, that there is a chiyuv on the Hashemeya timenada, the one who is masker Shem Hashem. Now one has to know, according to the Rambam, who understands that the halacha of Hashemeya as Koras Hashem ipi chaveiro tzorech unadaisai is not because of the one who is masker Shem Hashem, in order to punish the one who is masker Shem Hashem, but rather it is because we do not want the one who Hashemeya the Shem Hashem of Atah to be sheisik. If so, how does one understand the Rambam that we mentioned before, that the halacha of Hashemeya as Koras Hashem ipi chaveiro tzorech unadaisai is only if he was masker Shem Hashem levatoa b'mezid? If he was masker Shem Hashem levatoa b'sheigig, there is no such din at tzoruch unadaisai. If we are to understand the halacha of tzoruch unadaisai in order that the Shemeya should not hear Shem Hashem and be quiet, what difference does it make if the one who was masker Shem Hashem did it b'mezid or did it b'sheigig? Even if he did it b'sheigig, there should still be halacha of tzoruch unadaisai in order that the one who heard Shem Hashem should not hear Shem Hashem and be sheisik. L'chaira, one can explain the Rambam as follows, that even though the halacha of tzoruch unadaisai that the Rambam brings down in Hilchos Shavuos is halacha as far as a Shemeya is concerned, in order that he should not be Shemeya Shem Hashem and be quiet, but again, in order for us to say that he should be menada, the one who is masker Shem Hashem, the one who is masker Shem Hashem has to deserve nidui. If he does not deserve nidui, we cannot possibly say that in order for the Shemeya to not be Shemeya v'sheisek, he should be menada the one who is masker Shem Hashem. The one who is masker Shem Hashem does not deserve nidui, since he was masker Shem Hashem b'sheigig. And for that reason, the Rambam says that only if the one who is masker Shem Hashem was masker Shem Hashem b'mezid, only then do we say that the one who is Shemeya should be menada the one who is masker Shem Hashem, since now the one who is masker Shem Hashem deserves nidui, since he was masker Shem Hashem b'mezid. Now let's go on to the next sugya. The Gemara says, Amar of Gidol Merav, Talmud Chacham menada la'atmei mefer la'atmei. Talmud Chacham could put himself in nidui, and then he could matter that nidui. Now to explain the halacha of our Gemara, that a Talmud Chacham could put himself in nidui and be matter that nidui, we find a tremendous machlokes harishonim. The Ran brings down a machlokes between the Rambam and the Rashba. The Rashba understands our Gemara that we say that a Talmud Chacham can matter his own nidui is only if he was not mechuye ben nidui. But if he was mechuye ben nidui, a Talmud Chacham, even though he was the one that put himself ben nidui, he cannot be matir that nidoy. The Rambam, on the other hand, in Perek Zayin Mehoches Talmud Torah Halachid Aleph, argues, and the Rambam understands that even if the Talmud Chacham was himself mechuy benidoy, there is still halacha that the Talmud Chacham could put himself benidoy and be matir that nidoy. And we do not say, as the Gemara says, Ein chavosh matir atzmei mibeis ha'asurim. Now, to understand the Rashba, that the Rashba understands that our Gemara is only referring to a case that the Talmud Chacham is not mechuyah ben nidoy. Had he been mechuyah ben nidoy, then he cannot be matir the nidoy. From the Rashba, it is meduyik that the Rashba understands that he cannot be matir his own nidoy is because we say, Ein chavosh matir atzmei mibeis ha'asurim. But that is only if he was mechuyah ben nidoy. If he was not mechuyah ben nidoy, then we do not apply the rule of Ein chavosh matir atzmei mibeis ha'asurim. The obvious kasha is, what is the difference between if he was mechuyah ben nidoy, that then we say Ein chavosh matir atzmei mibeis ha'asurim, to a case that he was not mechuyah ben nidoy, that then we do not apply the rule of Ein chavosh matir atzmei mibeis ha'asurim? L'chera, one can explain the shita of the Rashba, as we find in the Sefer Al Yosef, who says the following yesod, that there are two components to every menudah. First of all, there is a fact that the person becomes a menudah, which, as the Gemara in Ma'akotan Daf Tesvav translates into that, that the person now has certain dinim of avelos. For example, he is aser benilas asand on other isurim, just like an ovel. That is one halach of menudah. Then there is a separate halach of menudah, that there is a chiyuv of archaka from a menudah. There is a chiyuv to stay away from a menudah. Those are halachas as far as how we treat a menudah. Therefore, the Al Yosef goes on to say that there is a fundamental difference between someone who has mechuyah ben nidoy and someone who is not mechuyah ben nidoy. As far as someone who has mechuyah ben nidoy, once we're menada him, the person becomes a menudah, and therefore he has all the halachas and isurim of a menudah. But that is only if he was mechuyah ben nidoy. If he was not mechuyah ben nidoy, even if he was menada himself, he does not become a menudah. All that happens is that we treat him as if he was a menudah, and therefore we are mechuyev to stay away from him. We are mechuyev to be merachik from him. But as long as he did not become a menudah, he does not have all the isurim of a menudah. For example, he will not be aser b'nilas hasand on other isurim that apply to that he is a menudah. And for that reason, the Rashba understands that the halacha ve'in chavosh matir atzmei mibeis ha'asurim is only referring to a case that he became a menudah. Only then is he considered a chavosh, and only then will we apply the halacha ve'in chavosh matir atzmei mibeis ha'asurim. If someone is not mechuyah ben nidoy, even though he was menada himself, and therefore there is a chiyuv for us to be misrachik from him, but that will not make him into a chavosh, he will not be considered a chavosh, and therefore he can be matir than nidoy himself. That is how the Al Yosef explains the shita of the Rashba. Based on this, the Al Yosef goes a step further. The Gemara brings down the following story with Marzutra Chasida. Ki mechayev bar beirav shamta. Whenever a bar beirav was chayev shamta, first he was meshames nafshei bereisha, he first put himself into shamta, v'hoder meshames bar beirav, and then he was meshames at Talmud Chacham. V'chiayo abesei, when he went into his house, shori l'navshei v'hoder shori le, first he was matir himself, and then he was matir the bar beirav. The Ran explains that the reason why when he went into his house he was matir himself is in order shoyitzdarchu b'nei beisei v'srachek mimenu, in order that his b'nei bayis should not have to stay away from him. The Ran goes on to say that from our Gemara one can prove that a menudah afiu b'nei beisei noyegim b'nei nidui, someone who is a menudah, even his own b'nei bayis have to treat him as if he is a menudah and they have to stay away from him. The Ran goes on to bring b'shem ha'ra'ivid that ishtai is different. Even though b'nei beisei are mechuyev to treat him as a menudah, but his own wife is not chayeves l'naig b'nei nidui. As the Ra'ivid proves, the Gemara in Ma'akotan Daf Tesvavim Abeis, the Gemara in Ma'akotan Daf Tesvavim Abeis has a shaila, if a menudah is mutter b'tashmish hamita or not. The Ra'ivid asks, what was the Gemara shaila? If ishtai is chayeves l'naig b'nei nidui, there is no nafkamina. if a menuda is mutter betash mishamita or not, since his wife has to be misrachik from him. So from there the Ravid proves that one's own wife does not have to be misrachik from him. For that reason, the Gemara's Ashaila is a menuda mutter betash mishamita or not. Ran argues on the Ravid's Raya, and the Ran says, one can be deicha the Ravid's Raya, that even if we are to say that Ishta is included in Bnei Beisai, and just like Bnei Beisai are mechuyev to be neig by nidoi, so too Ishta is mechuyeves linig by nidoi, still the Gemara and Maikotin can have a shaila if menuda is mutter betash mishamita or not, in a case that someone was menuda le'ira acheres. If someone was menuda to the people of a different city, he is not considered menuda for his own city. And in such a case, the Gemara is a shaila, if menuda is mutter betash mishamita or not, as the Ran says, that even though he was only menuda as far as people in a different city are concerned, afiu hachi hu atmi menuda, and therefore had the halacha been that a menuda is aser betash mishamita, he would also be aser betash mishamita, even though he was only menuda le'ir acheres. To explain, the Ran that Yosef explains based on that we said before, that there are two components to every menuda. First of all, there is the fact that he is a menuda, and second of all, there are halachas as far as how we treat someone who is a menuda. And for that reason, the halach is if someone is menuda le'acheres, he is not menuda le'iroi. Since as far as dinei harchok are concerned, as far as dinim, to stay away from the menuda, that was only chal relative to people in a different city. Only people in a different city have a din to be misrachik from him. People in his own city do not have a din to be misrachik from him. But even though people in his own city do not have a din to be misrachik from him, but still, that does not affect the fact that he himself is a menuda, and he has all dinim of a menuda. And if a menuda is aser betash mishamita, he will be aser betash mishamita, even though he was only menuda le'ir acheres. Now let's go on to the next sugya. The Gemara brings down Omer of Gid Omer Rav, Minayin Shenishboin Lekayim Es HaMitzvah. How do we know that one can make a Shvuati Mekayim HaMitzvah? The Gemara darshins a pasuk Shenemar Nishpati Vakayema Lishmor Mishpatei Tzedkecha. The Gemara asks, V'alim Mushpa V'oimer Me'ar Sinayhu. Alaha Kamashmon Nishori Le'inish Hizruzi Nafshei. Now to explain our Gemara Shakavataria, and to explain the Chiddush of Gid Omer Rav, the minayin shenishboin lekayim es hamitzvah, we first have to be makdim with the following machlokes harishainim. What is the halacha if someone made a shvua on that he was mechuyev even without his shvua? Is the shvua chal or not? Is he mechuyev because of his shvua or not? There is a tremendous machlokes harishainim. If someone made a shvua on that he was mechuyev even without his shvua, is he mechuyev now because of his shvua or not? The Baal Ma'or in the end of the third parak of Shavuos, and so too is the sheets of the Ran by us, understands that even though there is no carbon if he is over on his Shavua, since as far as carbon, we darshin, as the Gemara says in Shavuos Tav Chav Zayinim and Al from the Pasuk Lahara Oyle Hetiv, that a Shavua is only considered a Shavua if one had the option of making the Shavua Lahara Oyle Hetiv, if one had the option of making the Shavua to do a specific action or not to do a specific action. But if one did not have the option of making a shvua lahara oylehetiv, then he is not chayiv a korban. And for that reason, if one made a shvua to mekayim a mitzvah that he was mechuyev without a shvua, since he cannot have made a shvua that he will not do the mitzvah, for that reason he is not chayiv a korban. But still, that is only as far as korban is concerned. As far as bal yachel, as far as malchus of bal yachel, he will be chayiv malchus if he does not keep his shvua. And therefore, the Ramban and the Ran understand that if someone was nishpa lekayim es hamitzvah, if someone made a shvua to keep a mitzvah, if he does not keep his shvua, he will be chayiv malchus. The Ramban, on the other hand, at the end of the third parak of Shavuos, and so too the Ramban in Parashas Chukas, and the Rosh understands that not only is there no chiv karbon if one makes a shvua to mekayim a mitzvah, but one will not even be chayiv malchus for being over on one shvua. The Ramban in Mochames in the end of the third parak of Shavuos explains that the reason why, if someone was nishpa l'kayim es hamitzvah, that if he is over al shvuas, he is not even chayiv malchus, is based on that we find later on in the Gemara and after Zayin Mabes, that the Gemara darshins from the pasuk of Oyachal Dvorai, That Dvori lo yachel. Avol mecho hu chavtei shamayim. The Ramban understands that from the drash avol mecho chavtei shamayim one sees that chavtei shamayim are mufkoyen from being chal on them chalei shvua. One cannot make a shvua as far as anything that relates to chavtei shamayim. The Balmor and the Ran, on the other hand, understand that we say avol mecho chavtei shamayim is only halacha that one cannot make a shvua to be mevatel a mitzvah. A shvua does not have a koyach to be mevatel a mitzvah. But if one is making a shvua kayemes a mitzvah, such a shvua could be chal. The Rosh, on the other hand, explains that one cannot make a shvua kayemes a mitzvah, and he will not even be oiver in an iser lav, is based on the drash of a horay lehetiv. From a horay lehetiv, one sees that the parasha of shvua was not said relative to mitzvahs. And not only is one a chayv a korban, but the shvua is not considered a shvua. And so to Reb Kiveger and Yerideus, Menuish HaMeches brings down as a shita of Rashi and Makis Dav Chav Beis. The Rosh goes on to say another reason why one cannot make a shvua to mekayim a mitzvah. The Rosh explains that the reason why one cannot make a shvua kayim a mitzvah is based on the halacha of Ein Iser Chal Al Iser. Since he is already mechuyif to do the mitzvah, for that reason, the iser of shvua cannot be chal on something that he was mechuyev to do even without the shvua. Now, getting back to our Gemara, again, Rav Gidol Merav said, "Minayin shenishpoin v'kayim es hamitzvah, shenemar nishpati v'kayim alishmar mishpatei tzedkecha." On that, the Gemara asks, "V'alei mushpa v'oymen me'ar sinayhu." So, to explain the Gemara's kasha, we find the tremendous machlokes harishayim. The Ran explains the Gemara's kasha based on that the Gemara understood that the Chiddush of Gidol Merav Minayin Shenishpoim Mekayim Es HaMitzvah was that we say that the Shvua is Chal completely. The Shvua is considered a Shvua even as far as Karban is concerned. And when someone makes a Shvua Mekayim Es HaMitzvah, it is as if he is making a Shvua to Mekayim a Dover Shor Shos, that the Shvua is considered a complete Shvua even as far as Karban is concerned. On that, the Gemara asks, "V'alei mushpa v'oymen me'ar Sinaihu," and since he is mushpa v'oymen me'ar Sinai, for that reason, the shvua is not considered a shvua as far as korban is concerned. The Gemara goes on to say that the chiddush of Gidol Merav was a different chiddush. The chiddush of Gidol Merav is that it is proper for someone to be nishpa l'zruzei nafshe, to mezaris himself to mekayim a mitzvah. According to the Ran, one cannot learn that the chiddush of Gidol Merav is that one is allowed to make a shvua l'kayim es hamitzvah. Since, according to the Ran, a shvua l'kayim es hamitzvah is chal as far as Baal Yachal is concerned, that if someone was over al shvuasei, he is chayiv malkus. In other words, the shvua is considered a shvua. For that reason, it is poshet that one is allowed to make a shvua l'kayim es hamitzvah. The only chiddush of Gidol Merav is that it is proper for someone to make a shvua kayim es hamitzvah in order to mezaris nafshei. And from that David HaMelech himself made a shvua l'zruzei nafshei, one sees that is the proper anhaga for someone to do to make a shvua mezaris es nafshei. That is how the Ran explains our Gemara. The Ritva, on the other hand, explains our Gemara Shak V'Tari differently. The Ritva explains that Rav Gidol Merav is coming to Mechadesh that one is allowed to make a shvua kayim es hamitzvah, and the shvua is not considered a shvua shav. On that, the Gemara asks, why is a shvua not considered a shvua shav? L'chayah, he is mushpa v'oimim me'ar Sinai, and since he is mushpa v'oimim me'ar Sinai, the second shvua is not chal. Since the second shvua is not chal, l'chayah, the second shvua is a shvua shav. On that, the Gemara answers, Hakamash Molan Kra the Shari Lazuzi Navshe, that the Shvua is not considered a Shvua Shav, since he's making a Shvua to Mezaris himself to keep a mitzvah. The Rosh and Tesis both explain that according to our Gemara's Maskana, the Chiddush of Gidol Merav is that Azkara Shem Hashem was not considered Azkara Shem Hashem of Atala, since he was Masker Shem Hashem in order with Zarez Navshe, in order to Mazarez himself to keep a mitzvah. Now, before we explain that according to the Rosh and Tesis, the only problem is only a problem of Azkara Shem Hashem of Atala, and the Rosh and Tesis were not bothered by the fact that the Shvua is a Shvua Shav, as the Ritva explains our Gemara, First, we have to explain, according to the Rishonim who understands that if someone makes a shvuah kayem es hamitzvah, there is no carbon and there is no eser bal yachel, how is he being mizarez nafshei? How is he being mizarez nafshei with his shvuah? So to explain that he's being mizarez nafshei with his shvuah, even though he will not be chayiv malchus if he is over al shvuasai, we find three basic mahalchim. The Ksei Sachishin and Simenai and Gimos of Katan Hay says that from our Gemara one sees that even if we say that if someone was nishpa kayim es hamitzvah, there is no malchus, but there still is an iser. And even if one is not over on the lava bal yachel, but there still is an iser. As the Ksei says Madaik in the Torah in Yeridea Simen Reish Hamavav, and it is because of the iser that he is being mizarez nafshei. And so too a chayur as meduyik in the Ritva. The Ritva explains that we say that someone can make a shvua kayim es hamitzvah, and the shvua is not considered a shvua shav, is only if he made a shvua to mekayim a mitzvah saseh. But if someone made a shvua not to be over on a lav, then the shvua is considered a shvua shav. The obvious question is, what is the difference if someone made a shvua kayim mitzvah saseh, that then we say the shvua is not considered a shvua shav? On the other hand, if someone made a shvua not to be over on an iser of the Torah, then the shvua is considered a shvua shav. L'chira, the explanation in the Ritva is based on the Ktzei Sacheshen, that when someone is nishpa kayim es hamitzvah, even though there is no malchus of bal yachal devorei, but still there is an iser, and it is because of the iser that he is being mizarez nafshei. And since it is because of the iser that he's being mizarez nafshei, for that reason we say that only if someone made a shvua to mekayim a mitzvah is he being mizarez nafshei. On the other hand, if someone made a shvua not to be ever on a lav, that the iser will not be chal based on the rule of ein iser chal al iser. Since there is no iser, he is not being mizarez nafshei with making a shvua not to be ever on an iser of the Torah. And since he is not being mizarez nafshei, automatically the shvua is considered a shvua shav. Only a kayim is a mitzvah. Do we say that the shvua is not considered a shvua shav, since he's accomplishing with his shvua that he's being mizarez nafshei, since there is an iser that was chal with his shvua? In the Rosh, Uchayu one sees that the Rosh argues on the understanding of the Ktzais, and the Rosh understands that when someone is nishpa l'kayim es hamitzvah, there is no iser whatsoever. Now to understand the wazuzi nafshei, according to the shittas that hold that when someone is nishpa kayim es hamitzvah, there is no iser whatsoever, we find two other mahalchim in the Rishonim. The Meiri explains that when someone is nishpa kayim es hamitzvah, the shvua is only not considered a shvua shav, only if he will end up being mekayim the mitzvah. If he will not end up being mekayim the mitzvah, then the shvua is considered a shvua shav. In other words, the Miri understands that the Shvua is not considered a Shvua Shav is only if the Shvua fulfilled its purpose, that it helped him be Mizarez Nafshei to Mekayim the Mitzvah. If he anyways did not end up being Mekayim the Mitzvah, then it comes out that the Shvua was a Shvua Shav. The Shvua was purposeless. Since the Shvua did not help him to Mekayim the Mitzvah, the Shvua did not accomplish its purpose of being Mizarez Nafshei to Mekayim the Mitzvah. And therefore, according to the Miri, one can explain that with the shvua he is being mizarez nafshei is because if he will not be mekayim, the mitzvah will come out that a shvua was a shvua shav. The Teisvit, on the other hand, understands that if he will not be mekayim, his mitzvah will come out that the shem shamayim was settled v'atzola. Again, the Teisvit understands that the shem Hashem was not considered as kara shem Hashem v'atzola is only because the shem Hashem was said for a purpose of being mizarez nafshei to mekayim the mitzvah. But that is only if he ended up being Mekayim the Mitzvah. If he did not end up being Mekayim the Mitzvah, then it comes out that the Shem Hashem was said without any purpose, was said without Torah. And according to the Teisvit, one can explain that is a Zuzi Nafshei. The way he's being Mizarez Nafshei with making the Shvua Kayim as a Mitzvah is because if he will not be Mekayim, the Mitzvah will come out that the Shem Hashem was said without Torah. Now to understand why the Rosh and Teisvit hold that there is no problem of Shvua Shav, and the only problem is that he was Masker Shem Hashem of Atala, we find that the Yenis Ilim in Simon Vav explains as follows. The Yenis Ilim explains that since, as we said before, the Rosh understands that the reason why if someone is nishba l'kayem es hamitzvah, the reason why there is not even an iser, is based on that there is a lach of ein iser chalal iser, that since he was already mechuyev to do that mitzvah, for that reason the shvuah is nachal based on the lach of ein iser chalal iser, for that reason the Yenasilim explains that there is no problem of a shvuah shav. The only time that there is a problem of a shvuah shav is only if the reason why the shvuah is nachal is because of the parsha of shvuah, is only if there was something wrong with the shvuah. If as far as the shvuah is concerned, there was nothing wrong with the shvuah, just the only reason why the isser of the shvuah is nachal is because of an isser chal isser, such a shvuah will not be considered a shvuah shav. But that only helps, according to the shita of the Rosh, who explains that the reason why there is no iser when one is nishpa l'kayim es hamitzvah is because we say ein iser chal iser. But as we said before, the other Rishonim explained that the reason why there is no iser when one is making a shvuah l'kayim es hamitzvah is based either on the drasha of l'horay l'heitiv, or is based on the drasha of l'yachal dvarei, avol meichu l'cheftei shamayim, one still has to understand, why is there no problem of shvuah shav? So here to explain the shita of the Rishonim who understand that the only problem in our Gemara is that he was masker shem Hashem, but not the shvuah. Well, here one can explain as we find by Reb Shmuel in Eischav Beis. Reb Shmuel is makdim with that we find in the Mishnah in Shvuas Navchav Tes. The Mishnah in Shvuah says if someone is nishba levato as a mitzvah, his shvuah is considered a shvuah shav. Reb Shmuel says that his shvuah is considered a shvuah shav is not because a shvuah levato as a mitzvah is nachal. Just because a shvuah is nachal is not enough of a reason for us to say that the shvuah should be considered a shvuah shav. Only if there is something wrong with the actual shvuah. For example, when one makes a shvuah levato as a mitzvah, that a person does not have a koyach to make a shvuah levato as a mitzvah. Only then do we consider the shvuah shvuah shav. On the other hand, when someone makes a shvuah kayem es hamitzvah, that the only problem is as far as the chaloi shvuah is concerned, that the chaloi shvuah cannot be chal on something that he was mechuyev to anyways, even though that the chaloi shvuah cannot be chal is mitzad the parasha of shvuah, but still the shvuah will not be considered a shvuah shav, since there was nothing wrong with the actual shvuah, just the chaloi shvuah cannot be chal. So again, Reb Shmuel says that there is a fundamental difference between a shvuah vatos hamitzvah, that the shvuah is considered a shvuah shav, and between a shvuah kayem es hamitzvah, that the shvuah is not considered a shvuah shav. By a shvuah vatos hamitzvah, since a person does not have a koyach to make a shvuah vatos hamitzvah, for that reason the shvuah is considered a shvuah shav. On the other hand, the shvuah kayem es hamitzvah, that the only problem is only a problem as far as the chaloi shvuah is concerned, for that reason, the shvuah is not considered a shvuah shav. With this, Reb Shmuel goes on to answer the following kasha. The Ran and the Ramban in the end of the third parak of Shvuas both say the following halacha, that if someone made a shvuah to not eat matzah the entire year, even though he included in his shvuah the entire year besides for just the night of Pesach, still we say that the shvuah cannot be chal levatos hamitzvah. The shvuah cannot be chal to be mevatel the mitzvah of eating matzah the night of Pesach. On the other hand, as far as a shvuah to mekayim a mitzvah, we find in the Gemara in Shvuah Staf Chavtaun on the base that the Gemara says, if someone made a shvuah kayim es hamitzvah, and he included in his shvuah dvarim hamutarim, dvarim that have no connection to a mitzvah, then the shvuah is chal even as far as the mitzvah is concerned. Okay, one has to understand what is the difference between a shvuah vatos hamitzvah, that the shvuah is nachal even if he includes other things that have nothing to do with the mitzvah, and on the other hand, the shvuah kayim es hamitzvah is chal b'kaylo. If he includes in his shvuah other things that are not related to his mitzvah, then the shvuah is chal b'kaylo even as far as his kiyum mitzvah is concerned. Reb Shmuel explains based on the previous yesod that there is a fundamental difference between a shvuah vatos hamitzvah and a shvuah kayim es hamitzvah. That one cannot make a shvuah vatos hamitzvah is because a person does not have the koyach, a person does not have the ability to make a shvuah if his shvuah is coming to vatos hamitzvah. And for that reason we say that even if he is koylo, other things in his shvuah that are not related to a mitzvah, still the shvuah will not be able to be chal to vatos hamitzvah. on the other hand, a shvuah kayem es hamitzvah. That the only problem is a problem in the chaloi shvuah. There is nothing wrong with his ability to be able to make the shvuah. The only halacha is as far as his chaloi shvuah. For that reason, we will say that the shvuah will be chal b'kailo. And since as far as dvar mamutarim his shvuah is chal, for that reason we will say that his shvuah is chal even as far as kiyum hamitzvah. So again, we have a tremendous machlokes harishonim according to the shitas that understand that a shvuah kayim is hamitzvah, that there is no bal yachel, and so too there is no iser, is the shvuah considered a shvuah shav or not? The Ritva and the Miri understand that the shvuah would have been considered a shvuah shav if not for the fact that the shvuah is being made with zruzei nafshe, that the shvuah is being made to mezaris himself to mekayim a mitzvah. The Ramban, Rosh, and Tosafot on the other hand understand that there is no problem with shvuah shav. The shvuah is not considered a shvuah shav. Either as Yenis Yilam explains that the only time the shvuah is considered a shvuah shav is only if there is something wrong with the actual shvuah. But over here, that the shvuah is not chal is only because we say ein iser chal al iser. Or as Reb Shmuel explains, that the only time there's a problem with shvuah shav is only if a person does not have the ability to make such a shvuah. If a person has the ability to make such a shvuah, even if the shvuah will not be able to be chal, still the shvuah is not considered a shvuah shav. For that reason, the Ramban, Rosh, and Tosafot explain that the Chiddush of Gidol Merav is not that the Shvuah is not a Shvuah Shav, but rather the Chiddush of Gidol Merav is that there is no problem of being Masker, Shem, Shamayim, Uvatola. Ran, and so to the Baal Mar, who understands that as far as Baal Yachel or Shvuah, Kayim Es HaMitzvah has an Isser Baal Yachel, in other words, a Shvuah is considered a Shvuah, explain our Gemara that the Chiddush of Gidol Merav is not that there is no problem of Shvuah Shav, and not that there is no problem of Askar Hashem Shemayim Uvatola. That is Poshet, since one has an actual Shvuah. But rather the Chiddush of Gidol Merav is that it is proper for someone to make a Shvuah with Zruzei Nafshei. According to the Ktzais, who understands that even if there is no Isser Bal Yachal, when someone is Nishba Kayim Es HaMitzvah, but still there is an Isser, one can explain our Gemara as follows, that the Chiddush of Gidol Merav is that there is no problem of Shvuah Shav. The reason why there is no problem of Shvuah Shav and there is no problem of Askar Hashem Shemayim Uvatola is because the Shvuah is Chal B'negeya Isser. And even though there is no Bal Yachel, but since there is an Isser, that itself is enough of a reason that the Shvuah is not considered a Shvuah Shav, and so too he is not being Masker Shem Shemayim Uvatola. That is how one can explain our Gemara according to the Shita of the Ktzais. Now let's go on to the next Gemara. The Gemara brings down the following memra of Rav Gidol Merav. Rav Gidol Merav says, Ha'imer Ashkim ve'eshne perek zeh, eshne masach tezu, neder gadol nader lelokei Yisrael. The Gemara asks, Ha'imushba va'imidhu, ve'in shvua chola al shvua. The Gemara goes on to say, Hakamash Mulan, Kivan di boy, Pater, Navshe, Bekriash, Mashachris, Varvis, Mishum Hochi, Chayo, Shvua, Ale. Now, to understand our Gemara, we find a tremendous Machoikis Harishainim. The Ran asks the following Kash on our Gemara. How can our Gemara say, Di boy, Pater, Navshe, Bekriash, Mashachris, Varvis? The Ran asks, Lachir, a person is Chayav, Lomay, Tamid, Yoim, Valayla. And also, the Ran asks on the Gemara in Kedush Naflamid. The Gemara in Kedush Naflamet says, "V'shinantam shiud reteira mechudadim beficha shemishalcha adam davar shreitigam gemetaymar loy." A person is mechuyev to know kol hatera kula. Now, to explain the first kash of the Ran, that the Ran asks, "How can the Gemara say that one can be yitzer kriyash mashachis varves? L'chera one is mechuyev to learn tamid kefikaycha yoyman v'leila." I would like to imakzim with the following Gemara menaches daf tzaditas on the base. The Gemara Menaches brings down the following memra of Rabami. Amar Rabami, Midvarav Shabyesi no made a few Roshana Adam al Perakachat Shachris, a Perakachat Arvis, Kiem Mitzvah, so Yomosh Atea Zami Picha. And so too the Gemara brings down Mishum Roshan Ben Yechai, a few Aikara Adam al Kriyash Mashachris, Varvis, Kiem Ayomosh. Then the Gemara brings down the following Shaila, Shoal Ben Dama Ben Achese Shabishmo Eser Bishmoel. The nephew of Rabbi Shmuel asked Rabbi Shmuel, "Kegayin ani shomadati kol terakua." For example, I who learned kol terakua, mahu lomed chachmas yivanis. Do I have a heter to learn chachmas yivanis? Rabbi Shmuel told him, "Kara olav amikra zal yomosh Sefer HaTorah Zamipicha V'Gisa B'Yoyim V'Am V'Layla. Tzeyu B'Deik, Shah She'eina Loyim Min HaYoyim V'Loyim Min HaLayla. In other words, one is mechuyev to learn Yoyim V'Am V'Layla, and there is no time for Chachmas Yevanis. So again, we have a seeming machlokes between Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Shmuel. The Rabbi Yosi seems to understand that as far as a pasuk Vayomash is concerned, all one needs is a parak echad shachris, a parak echad arvis. On the other hand, Rabbi Shmuel understands that based on the pasuk of Vayomash, one is mechuyev to learn Torah yom v'layla. Now getting back to the Ran's kasha, again the Ran asks, how can our Gemara say that he is not considered mushba v'oimid? Since he can be yaitzeh b'kriya shma shachris v'arvis, a person is mechuyev to learn yom v'layla. V'chayra the Ran's kasha is according to the shita of Rabbi Shmuel, who argues in Rabbi Yosi and holds that a person is mechuyev to learn yom v'layla, and for that reason the Ran asks, how can one be yaitzeh is chiyo b'kriya shma shachris v'arvis? And so do we find in the Goyin in Yeredeya Simen Reish Mem Vav Siv Katan Vav. The Goyin explains that the Ran's kasha is according to Rabbi Shmuel. But here we find the seeming stira in the Goyin himself. The Goyin in Shnei Saliyahu and Peah Perek Aleph Mishnah Aleph says that even according to Rabami, that says that according to Rabbi Yosi, even if someone is only Shaina Perek Echad Shachris or Perek Echad Arvis, he is Mekayim the Mitzvah Vayomosh, that is only referring to someone who does not have time to learn anymore. Only such a person do we say that he was Mekayim Vayomosh with that he was Shaina Perek Echad Shachris or Perek Echad Arvis. But if one has time, then he is mechuyev to learn yoyimam v'layla. If so, l'chir one can explain the Ran's kasha liba de koyoma, even according to Rabbi Yosi, who understands that if someone was shayne perek echad shachris perek echad arvis, he was mekayim yomosh. But still, if someone has time, he is mechuyev to learn teira yoyimam v'layla. And for that reason, the Ran asks, how can our Gemara say that one is yaitzeh b'kriyash m'shachris v'arvis? And for that reason, he is not considered mushba me'ar Sinai. L'chayra, if someone has time, he is mechuyev to learn yoyimam v'layla. And so do we find that our Baruch Baron Kiddushin Tzimen Chav Zayin explains the Ran even according to the sheet of Rabbi Yosi. So chayra, one has to understand, why did the Goyin explain the Ran's kasha only according to Rabbi Shmuel? And so do one can ask a stira mineu bein the Goyin in Shulchan Aruch. The Goyin in Tzivkatan Dalet says that we say that all one needs to do is to be kaveya itim by yoyim v'layla is only as far as someone who does not have time, only by Baal Umnos. But if someone has more time, he is mechuyev to learn yoyimam v'layla. So a chayr from the Goyin one sees that the Goyin understands that there is a fundamental machlokes between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Yosi. Even though, according to Rabbi Yosi, if someone has time, he is mechuyev to learn yoyimam v'layla, but if someone does not have time, he was mekayim the mitzvah v'yomosh with learning perek echad shachris and perek echad arvis. On the other hand, according to Rabbi Shmuel, that as far as the mitzvah v'yomosh is concerned, v'yomosh is mechayev someone to learn yoyimam v'layla, that if someone doesn't have time, he does not have to learn yoyimam v'layla, is only because he's an onus. He has an oynes, and oynes rachmona patre. But as far as v'yomosh is mechayev even such a person to learn yoyimam v'layla. And for that reason, the Goyin understands that the Ran's kasha is only according to Rabbi Shmuel. Since according to Rabbi Shmuel, Yomosh is mechayev a person to learn yoyimam v'layla, and even a person that does not have time is only potter because of Eines Rachmona Patre, for that reason the Ran understands that such a person is considered mushba v'oimid. Even someone that does not have time is considered mushba v'oimid based on the sheet of Rabbi Shmuel. According to Rabbi Yosi, such a person would not be considered mushba v'oimid, since he was yaitzei his chiyuv v'yomosh with being shayna perek echad shachris and perek echad arvis. The Ritva answers Iran's first kasha by saying, we are talking about someone who is torod. And since we are talking about someone who is torod, for that reason he is not considered mushba v'oimid. And so too the Ritva explains our Gemara's teretz, that our Gemara says that he is not considered mushba v'oimid, since all he has to do is be kiri kriyash mashachris v'arvis, the Ritva explains our Gemara to mean that he is not mechuyev to be shayna this specific perek. And since he is not mechuyev to be shayna this specific perek, for that reason he is not considered mushba v'oimid as far as this specific perek is concerned. And for that reason we say that if someone made a shvua, that eshna perek zeh, eshna masach dezu, neder gadol, neder olkei yisrael, since he is not mechuyev to be shayna this specific perek and this specific masachta. To explain the machoikes between the Ran and the Ritva, that the Ran understands that he is considered mushpava imid, and even someone who is torod, and even as far as perek zel masachta zu, he is still considered mushpava imid. On the other hand, the Ritva argues, and the Ritva understands that someone who is torod, and as far as perek zel masachta zu, he is not considered mushpava imid, is a chira based on a fundamental machoikas as far as how to understand that we say that if someone was nishpa kayim es hamitzvah, the shvua is not considered a shvua since he was mushpa va'imid. What is the pshat in the halacha of mushpa va'imid? Is the pshat, as we said before, that a shvua is not chal on cheftzei shamayim, or shvua is only chal as far as divrei harishos are concerned, not as far as divrei mitzvah? Is that the pshat? Or is the pshat, as we said over b'shem the Rosh, that the reason why a shvua cannot be chal is because it is considered an iser being chal on an iser, since he is anyways mechuyev to do that mitzvah, and the shvua is not adding on anything to the mitzvah that he was mechuyev to do? That is why we say that the shvua cannot be chal when one was nishpa l'kayem es hamitzvah. Rabbi Uvein in Siman Yod says that l'chayra the shai was the basis of the previous machlokes harishayinim. The Ran understands that a shvua is nachal kayim es hamitzvah, and as far as carbon, a shvua is nachal kayim es hamitzvah, is because the Ran understands that a shvua is nachal is because a shvua is nachal as far as mitzvahs are concerned. The shvua is only chal as far as divrei harishos, not as far as divrei mitzvah. And since there is a mitzvah, and even for someone who is torod, but if he was nishba and he is learning, his learning is a mitzvah. And so too when someone said, Eshne perek zel masachta zu. Now that he is learning that perek and the masachta, learning that perek and the masachta is a mitzvah. And he is mechuyim in that mitzvah based on the pasuk of Vishinanta muvanecha, shiud divetere mechudadim beficha. And for that reason the Ran understands that such a shvua is considered a shvua kayim es hamitzvah. And for that reason the shvua will not be considered a shvua as far as carbon is concerned. On the other hand, the Ritva understands that the second shvua is nachal is because the second shvua is not adding on anything to the mitzvah that he was mechuyev in regardless of his shvua. For that reason, the Ritva understands that this shvua is adding on to the mitzvah, since if not for his shvua, he would not have to learn this perek or this specific masachta, and so too if he was torod, he could be yitze b'kriyas mashachris varvis. For that reason, the shvua is adding on a chiyuv. And for that reason, the Ritva understands that the shvua will be chal. The Ran goes and answers his kasha by saying that even though a person is mechuyev to learn yemam v'layla, and so too a person is mechuyev to learn kol terakula, the reason why he is not considered mushpa v'imid is because those chiyuvim are only asyan midrasha. They are not mefurish b'kra. The only chiyuv that is mefurish b'kra is the pasuk of u'bishach b'chol v'kumecha. And as far as that chiyuv is concerned, the Gemara says that one can be yeitze b'kriyash ma'ashachris v'arvis. As far as the other chiyuvim are concerned, the other chiyuvim are not mefurish b'kra, and therefore they are not considered mushpa v'oimed me'ar Sinai. From the Ran one sees a tremendous chiddush. From the Ran one sees that we say that a person cannot make a shvua al-kayim es ha-mitzvah is only referring to such mitzvahs that he is considered mushpa v'oimed on. And for that reason, the Ran says he is only considered mushpa v'imid on something that is mefurish b'kra, not something that comes from drashas.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.